Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in his victory speech days after the election, Joe Biden thanked black voters for helping him win the White House.
The African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours.
Well, now there's some concern that Biden isn't making good on that promise. At least seven civil rights groups are pressing to meet with the president-elect, including the NAACP and the National Urban League. They want Biden to name more black leaders to top jobs in his administration. Mark Morial leads the Urban League. Mark, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And if and when you get a meeting with the president-elect, what will you tell him?
So importantly, we look forward to a direct communication with the president-elect, and we're going to reaffirm our interest on behalf of the community that the number of diverse cabinet members, particularly African-Americans, are prominent in every level of the Biden administration, cabinet, sub-cabinet, as well as at the White House. You know, we want to give the president-elect due credit. He chose an excellent running mate, Senator Harris. He's made an important appointment of Cecilia Rouse as chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors and Linda Thomas-Greenfield as UN ambassador. But we're heavily focused on what's known as a statutory cabinet, defense and justice, and transportation, and commerce, and labor, and HUD, and education, and HHS, for example. That is where the important levers of power are. We're going to communicate that to him. And the second thing we'll be communicating is our interest in the public policy arena. We need aggressive enforcement of civil rights laws. We need strong investments through both stimulus and infrastructure plans. And we need a focus on long-term issues of racial justice, criminal justice reform, police justice reform, just to name a few high priorities. And finally, with respect to COVID, we need to ensure that the vaccine is safe and effective for all people and that there is a community-based distribution system to ensure that people in our community have access to the vaccine.
I guess what I'm trying to understand is if you are actually concerned with what you've seen so far, or if you're just trying to get ahead of the process. As you point out, there have been many black officials appointed to key jobs, and the Biden administration says they're not done yet.
Yeah, I think it's both, and I think it's there have been two statutory cabinet nominees thus far, Treasury, Homeland Security, as well as the State Department. And that's important. And we do have a concern, and we do want to get ahead of the process. And we want to be clear that we are looking for a cabinet when it comes to African Americans that meets but really exceeds the high water marks of the Clinton and Obama cabinets. This is a different time, and the president-elect has made an important public commitment to racial justice. And I believe he's serious about that. But to execute that, he's got to have people who have lived experiences as well as professional qualifications, along with connections to the communities that have borne the brunt of the country's systemic racial injustice.
Look, there's no doubt having a diversity of opinions from all walks of life is critical in any leadership role. But make the case why race matters so much here. Ben Carson, I'm thinking of Ben Carson, a black housing secretary. I assume you don't agree at all with his policies. And many black leaders at the same time are saying that outgoing Senator Doug Jones, a white man, would make a great attorney general because of his record fighting for civil rights.
So let me say this. Ben Carson is a great doctor. I never thought Ben Carson was qualified to be Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. I thought he would have made a great Surgeon General. He'd have made a great Secretary of Health and Human Services. I think it was an example of picking a quote-unquote black person and putting him in what some perceive to be a black position at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And I think it was a mistake, and I think it was a disservice to Ben Carson. So, I mean, it's important to understand this is not just about a black face in a certain place.
So you could easily make an argument that black voters helped deliver the White House to Joe Biden. Is there a political consequence, in your opinion, if he gets this wrong?
Yeah, I think there's a significant political consequence, and that is a non-enthusiastic African-American community in the 22 election cycle, a non-enthusiastic African-American community in 2024. You know, there's deep distrust and cynicism in parts of our community towards politics in general and politicians writ large. The idea that people promise extravagantly and deliver meagerly, that they say one thing on the election trail and change their tune when they must govern. And I would be less than frank and candid if I didn't tell you that the eyes of the communities and the eyes of the nation are closely watching how the staff and the cabinet evolve, and more so than ever before.
Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League, thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks. Always good to be with you.